powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and is a critic of thoughts and intents of the heart. All Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All right, we're at Revelation 18, verse 11. Revelation 18, 11. Page 18 of your notes. Let's take the customary time. Hopefully you made the rebound adjustment off and on during our break. And once again, your opportunity to tap into the grace of God, which says that when believers sin, all they have to do to have fellowship with God restored is to confess it to God. So that's how we go. We go with 1 John 1:9 and all the other scripture that supports the second adjustment to God, the rebound adjustment. So let's be sure that you didn't come here in vain, that you're in fellowship. If you don't understand something, it'll come in time. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we, in obedience to your word, assemble ourselves together so that we can focus our things on the things that are eternal and the things that ultimately matter. And we thank you that we have this guide, the prophetic word of God, telling us what is in the offing and what we can expect and what we need to do as individual believers to be right with you when the upward call comes. Thank you for this opportunity, this time together. Bless it to the glory of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Revelation 18 again. We're dealing with an unpopular subject. I know it's unpopular because it's not being taught in the average fundamentalist pre-tribulational church. They won't touch it. Their patriotism is more important to them than the true doctrine of the United States in prophecy. When you add up the main ingredients for the identification factor of this particular Babylon, it's an economic powerhouse like has never existed before. It is made up of people who have immigrated here from around the world, all over the place. No other nation can hold that up and say that. Name one. Sure, there are people that move from here to there, but not on a scale over our history. So the nations have come to Babylon. And of course, as you know, we even have we even have a monument to celebrate this. The Statue of Liberty. It's been there for some time. And it is the symbol of this country more than anything else. Immigration to the United States. This country will enter the tribulation and survive for another 2+ years, my calculation, before it is destroyed in 1 hour, 1 day. As I've taught from the very beginning, it is my belief that while there may be economic ups and downs, high prices on things, whatever, this country will continue to be in a state overall, yes, there are poor people, but overall, this country will flourish materially right up to the end. And it won't go down when it's, you know, in a major, major depression. Oh, the stock market can go up and down. The price of whatever can go up and down. And people can run around and talk about it. But the fact of the matter is, this country is still leads the whole world in importing foreign products. Nobody comes close. The ports on the east and west coast are jammed with ships bringing stuff into the United States. Now, as we have noted here thus far, that the believers are told to leave America after the rapture. God will tell them. He will tell them directly. He will make an announcement out of heaven and give the reason why we're going to be destroyed. It's a payback. America will receive double discipline. Twice as much. To whom much is given, much is required. It's that simple. We've had all these advantages. And overall, through time, we have not glorified God truly with regard to our advantages, but we have pursued them fanatically. Entertainment, material goods, and all the rest of it. You can see it all over the place. A holiday will pop up and people will just go nuts. It could be Halloween. It could be the 4th of July. It could be anything. They will spend money, they will party, and they will do this, or travel all over the place in this frantic search for happiness. True happiness, lasting happiness, comes as a result of a real relationship with God and His plan, regardless of your physical state, if you will put this first. Anyway, we noted that the judgment will come in 1 hour of one day. This country has also glorified herself with the idea of we're special. I'm a queen, etc., etc. And this is preached from pulpits, political and religious, and celebrated in absolute contradiction to the reality of where God stands with regard to this country. We are piling up our national sins like an invisible Tower of Babel. And when it reaches a certain point, the double discipline will come in a thermonuclear holocaust in 1 hour or one day, and we will be no more as a national entity. It'll be that fast. I have all kinds of supporting scripture beyond Revelation 18. Jeremiah 50 and 51, Isaiah 13 and 47. That's enough. I was thinking of all the categories mentioned in Jeremiah of humans in America. From the last president to the clergy to athletes, they're all mentioned. Military men, young and old, all of them, they're mentioned specifically. Those that are here and within the borders of this country will die a horrible, miserable death directly or over time through nuclear poisoning. Not one person will survive permanently. Now we're dealing with the reactions here of those that take it hard. The fall of America. For the category here, now we noted in verse 8, for 1 hour, one day, your plagues will come. And then there's a list of things that fit with a nuclear holocaust. And I broke those down. The rulers of the nations, a lot of them, who were tied to the hip with America economically and otherwise, they're not going to like it. They're going to be in misery. The rug's pulled out from under them. Life is not as it once was. But they all stand at a distance for the fear of her torment, nuclear contamination. Now verse 11, that was verse 10, staying at a distance, saying, Ooi, Ooi, the great city Babylon, the strong city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come. This is a literal 24-hour, it'll be marked on a calendar. A month, a day, and a time of day. And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore. The word for merchant is emporos, of the earth, will weep, present active indicative, klio, and mourn, pentheo, present active indicative, because no one, udais, purchases, agorazo, to purchase something, their cargoes. Gomas is the noun with the article. It means cargo or freight. There, no more, ukeri. One. America's sudden removal from the scene results in an economic tsunami of unprecedented proportions. When the commercial giant of ancient Tyre fell, it sent similar reverberations through the Middle East. Tyre, this economic powerhouse, that built its kingdom through merchants on the high seas, is mentioned in Ezekiel 20. In Ezekiel chapters 26 and 7, also Isaiah 23. In fact, the language of lament with respect to kings, merchants, and seafarers is strikingly similar to what we see here in Revelation 18:9-19, this whole section. It's a big portion of this chapter, deals with this. Here we have the beginning of the section detailing the lament of the foreign merchants. God anticipates all things. He anticipates their reaction to the overthrow of American commercialism. The voice from heaven draws everyone's attention to the nature of the reaction, so that when it comes to pass, all will be able to see the veracity of Scripture if they want to. So they're going to, it's like you got a front row seat if you're not in America. You got a front row seat. You're going to see this. It's going to be in the news of other nations. It's going to reverberate all over the place. The entrepreneurs, the merchants of the earth. It's not because they, quote, love us so much. It's because their cash cow is dead and destroyed. I have so many products, or have had so many products, and I've noticed it particularly in maybe the last, 5-10 years, products from around the world. Food. It's all over the web. There's a site called Supermarket Italy. And you get all kinds of stuff straight out of Italy. Foodstuffs. And there's clothing. There's so much, I can't even begin to name it all. Perhaps you're driving an automobile that's from Asia or Europe. Six, the voice from heaven draws everyone's attention to the nature of the reaction so that when it comes to pass, all will be able to see the veracity of Scripture. They've got two things going for them. They got the Bible, and they got it right in their face. What should be the reaction is, I need to get my spiritual act together as an individual and not worry about this. But people being what they are, they're tied to the material world, the physical world. They talk about it all the time. Advertising is everywhere. Unsurprisingly, the foreign business interests bemoan the loss of profits and markets. They also grieve the loss of so formidable a trading partner. With the fall of America, all these markets will dry up. It'll be shut down. Maybe we had a similar event in American history with the Great Depression. But this will be around the world and all the other nations. Think how much stuff comes out of from the East, China, and etc. From the West, I mean. And then all the stuff from the Europe and around. It's mind-boggling. With the fall of America, all markets will dry up. This fulfills the third seal, the rider of the black horse, or economic depression for many who were supported by imports to the U.S., It is silly to imagine the lament of the merchants occurring at the very end of the trib. Throw that in. Since by that time, commerce between nations and over the seas is all, for all intents and purposes, non-existent. For all the reasons given, the plagues, the ocean raging, and the other factors that are involved. The doubling of the woe expresses extreme consternation. Amazingly, they are distressed over economic collapse rather than their spiritual lives. But that's the way it is, isn't it, with people? That's way more important to them today and getting up, getting ready, and getting to Bible class. If they had the same fanaticism with regard to that as they do hitting these malls and these shopping areas, there's no comparison. This is typical of those whose life is consumed with gain and loss. acquisition, piling up materialistic stuff. The phrase, no one buys their cargoes anymore, points to total disruption in world commerce. It'll be turned on its head. Absolutely and totally. A listing of foreign imports, 12 through 13. I have to keep emphasizing, God speaks this out of heaven. Well, I say before, well before the actual destruction occurs. Every ear gets to hear it in their language. It's just predictive prophecy. Even though he says it and this is going to happen, they do it anyway. They don't scramble around and say as individuals, well, I need to get saved and I need to get in the will of God. And whatever I have to suffer through the course of this period of time, so be it. I'm headed for the kingdom of God and reap the blessings of it that will far outstrip any of this. But who can get people to walk by faith rather than by sight? They live for the moment, the sensual moment, Funsville, entertainment, purchasing. You read about people. They have collections. It's just unbelievable. Jay Leno with all of his cars in a big, beautiful building, just sitting there. And having some guy take care of them, keep them shining. That's just one example. All these vintage vehicles. What's he going to do with them? He certainly isn't going to go to a local church and figure out the answers. He could have a chauffeur and everything else. But no. This is their God. This is their idol. This is a land filled with conventional and unconventional idols. They may not fall down and worship them, but that's what they are in their soul. A list of foreign imports includes cargoes of gold and silver. Again, Gomas, cargoes, three times. Also in Acts 21:3, Revelation 18, 11, and 12. Kerusas, gold, and Aguras, silver, and stones, lithos, which means also a gem, with the adjective precious, timios, and pearls, margarites, and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet, and fine linen, businas, and the purple word here, porphyra, strictly, they gained this color from a particular species of shellfish. This was a very costly process to get these particular shellfish and extract this purple dye so that they could dye cloth and have purple. And Sirikos, strictly pertaining to Ceres, the people of China, made of silk. And scarlet. Scarlet, crimson, red, dyed with the female. This particular scarlet was derived with the female scale insect, which clings to oak leaves, dried and crushed to prepare a red dye. Revelation 17:4. And every kind of citron wood and every article of ivory made from very costly wood, in bronze and iron and marble. Every kind of zulon, from the citron tree, an outrageously expensive wood in Bible times. Men likened citrus wood tables, and every vessel, skuas, of ivory. This comes from the word elephant, the ivory tus, elephantinos, ivory, and vessels, skuas, from wood, zulon, that's called costly, timios, the adjective, and kalkos, bronze, alloy of copper and tin, and iron, sideros, and marble, marble, only found once here, and cinnamon and spice and incense and perfume and frankincense. And cinnamon, kinnan, monan, and amoman, a spice plant native to India, used in ointment, and incense, thumiyama, and frankincense, libanos, and wine, and olive oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and cattle, and sheep. Do we import cattle and sheep? Anyway. Wine, well, that's easy. My gosh. That comes from Latin America, Australia, Europe. Yeah. The European nations. They got a bunch of wine bottles over Italian and French, German. Less of those. Yeah, these people grab this stuff up and say, "Hey, we're the only ones that got this particular wine. We got a special allotment of it. Get it now." These sites like Last Bottle, Last Bubbles for champagne sparkling, first bottle, and others. The wine thing is a big industry. And we've always had it from other countries, but the scale of it now is unbelievable. And wine, oinos, and olive oil. Elion. I think immediately there of Italy. And why ours is superior. They will tell you, this is why our products are superior. Our spaghetti is superior. We don't make it the American way. We make it the old time way. It's a lot more nutritious and better for you. Olive oil. And fine flour. Best of the best. Yeah, they sell that from Italy too. You can get their flour. And wheat, sitas. And this is kitenas, strictly speaking, animal kept for personal use, such as riding, horse, and sheep, probaton, and cargoes of horses and chariots. Well, we know what chariots are, don't we? That's automobiles. The different makers that are imported into this country. They're brought over here like it's not a big deal. You know, all those foreign names. you're familiar with. Jaguar, Lamborghini, Mercedes, and then these real high-end ones, you know, Bugatti. I mean, that crazy prices. Of course, we have our own manufacturing, and some of it's outsourced. So you have to bring that in. And the Asian market for automobiles, trucks, cars, and all the rest of it. So, Rede is a chariot. The modern chariot is what you came to church on, riding on. And this is strange, maybe not so much. And slaves and even human lives, which I have broken down to be human trafficking. And that has been going on. Human trafficking. Children. For these perverted rich people. They are God, and here and we see it. We've seen it, certain aspects of it in the news. Human trafficking. Now in the ancient world, there was slaves, and people were moved all around against, you know, their will wasn't involved in it. And it is true to this day. It doesn't get shut down. It's undercover. But it's out there. One. Verse 11 ends with a causal clause, for no one buys their cargoes merchandise anymore. Followed by two verses detailing primarily a listing of luxury items common on the manifests of ships in Bible times. The noun cargoes comes from the verb G-E-M-O, meaning be full. This noun is used of ship's cargoes, Acts 21:3. Most of the items listed here appear in the description of Tyre in Ezekiel 26 and 27, especially verses 12 through 24, where 15 items from the list of 28 items here in verses 12 and 13. 28 uses of Chi, link, the separate items of export to Babylon the Great. These are all items which the world holds dear. The range of items include precious minerals, metals and gems, fabrics, expensive household furnishings, precious foodstuffs and ointments, livestock, transportation, and human trafficking. This list is contemporaneous with John's day, but is used prophetically of the kind of things imported to America right up to the time of her fall. So the list has a kind of timeless quality about it. Items in the first category, gold and silver and precious stones and pearls, are found in Old Testament lists. They were valuable then and they're valuable now. Job indicates that pearl is a precious stone, 28:18. These things are shipped to America as jewelry or to be sold in jewelry shops to be processed and put together. In John's time, the highest grade pearls came from the Persian Gulf. Today, the highest grade is the Saudi Seas pearl. 13. Fine linen begins the second category, which came from Egyptian flax, but some came from Spain. Purple, Ezekiel 27:16, and scarlet, Jeremiah 4:30, and silk, Ezekiel 16:10, are among the items of luxury in Jerusalem. Purple was the dye extracted from the shellfish, one drop at a time, was synonymous with the ultimate in luxury. How quickly can you harvest that and have enough to dye a garment? Whoa. Labor intensive, to say the least. But where there's a will, there's a way. Gotta have that. Gotta have that kind of purple. Purple clothing was the craze in ancient Rome. The dye was much more expensive than the materials it was applied to. There were clothing dyeing industries in Miletus and Thyatira, Laodicea, and Hierapolis, located in the province of Asia. Silk came from China, the name being derived from the Indian or Chinese people, Hoi Ceres. Scarlet dye came from a female insect that was found on oak leaves. The third category of items marks the change from the genitive case to the accusative case, no longer dependent on the noun cargoes. These accusatives are direct objects of buys or purchases in verse 11. Thyine wood is a sweet-smelling North African citrus tree, valued because of its coloration, used in costly doors and tables. Its coloration was like that of a peacock's tail, the stripes of a tiger, or the spots of a leopard. The price paid for one large dining table was said to have been the price of an estate. As the feminine mark of extravagance were pearls, that of men was the mania for citrus wood tables. Ivory was one of the signature items of Tyre. Ezekiel 27:15. It was made into furniture, chairs, beds, dice, scabbards, and even chariots. Can you imagine that? Ivory replaced wood among the very rich in images of gods and table legs. The last set of items in verse 12 are preceded by the preposition from, where the phrase runs, and every article made from. Very costly wood, point 31, included any number of woods which are clearly visible in furnishings in many American homes. Corinthian bronze was material used in expensive works of art and is mentioned in connection with Tyre as well. Spain and Pontus were also sources of this metal. Iron ore was imported as well. Rome imported marble from Africa, Egypt, and Greece. Marble is imported to America from all over the world, and some of it is extremely pricey. The reign of Augustus marked a splurge of this material in Roman buildings. Verse 13 lists four categories of commodities. Cinnamon is the name of a Phoenician cargo, of Phoenician origin, made from the bark of a tree in East Asia or South China. Among the Romans, it was used for incense, medicine, perfume, and an additive to wine. Spice here is from a fragrant shrub from the hot climate of India and Africa. Its main use was an aromatic balsam for the hair. 43, the ingredients used to make incense were expensive aromatic spices and gums. 44, it was used to produce a perfume smoke for religious ceremonies as well as perfuming the homes and funerals of the rich. Got to have the best, right? When you die and are going out of here, you got to smell good. The term translated perfume, Muran, was imported from Yemen and Somalia at great expense. There's all the scriptures. This stuff of value is placed in all the nations. I drink coffee from Ethiopia. It's just one place. You know, the little Keurig deal. And from Jamaica, they have a funny name for it. Jamaican Me Crazy. That's the name of their coffee. It comes from a site online called Angelino's. They have a whole bunch of different categories of coffee. That's just coffee. Let's take our break.